I just want to repeat to you what I gave you a little bit earlier, because you've already received what God wanted. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And I will read it to you from the Amplified. So then let us be looked upon as ministering servants of Christ and stewards, trustees of the mysteries, that is, the secret purposes of God. Moreover, it is essential, required of stewards, that a man should be found faithful, proving himself worthy of trust. But as for me personally, it matters very little to me that I should be put on trial by you on this point, and that you, or any other human tribunal, should investigate and question and cross-question me. I do not even put myself on trial or judge myself. I am not conscious of anything against myself, and I feel blameless. I want you to put a circle around that, because that verse 4 is the real press that I had earlier. It's the only verse I had. I feel what? Blameless. But I am not vindicated and acquitted before God on that account. It is the Lord Himself who examines and judges me. So do not make any hasty or premature judgments before the time. When the Lord comes again, for He will both bring to light the secret things that are now hidden in darkness, and disclose and expose the secret aims, motives, and purposes of hearts, then every man will receive his due commendation from God. Simply five verses, but they can really shatter a lot of garbage and construct a mighty anointing to transform you and I from what we were to what we need to be. Began to sing in the rainbow, I was immediately on the road from Lord have mercy, I can't even think of the name of the mountain where Elijah beat up the enemy. Mount Carmel, right. As we left Mount Carmel when I was in Israel, I had already picked up my little stone and had it in my pocket. Of course, Gail was a witness to that. She was a witness from a distance. And every time I would put my hand in my jacket, I would hold on to that stone and I would begin to weep. And I cried and I cried and I cried, and I didn't have any Kleenex left, and Mom gave me hers, and Juliet gave me hers, and somebody else gave me theirs, and I would say I used up a whole box. And all of a sudden, when I started to be able to see again, we were in the flatlands. I can't even tell you what the name of the road is. I know where basically we were going to Galilee. But there was an intense rainbow, and that's what I saw again tonight. But it wasn't the kind of rainbow I had ever seen before in my life. This rainbow was horizontal. And I know Gail saw it. I had never seen
pictures of it.
Yeah.
I have a picture. It started out up high.
Yeah.
And it kept coming down, down, down to the ground.
So what you're looking at is you're watching the road and you're watching the green grass, okay, and the parched areas or whatever, and you've got one layer of color down here, about 2.5 feet, another layer of color, and that's maybe another 2.5 feet because the variances of shades, and then another layer, and we were driving through it. That was the most awesome part. We drove through it. I would say, what, 6-7 feet of it? Maybe more? All the colors were this way, like stacked. You know, like you would stack a bunch of boxes. And it was just going all around us. It was just covering the land. Oh, man, we were wrapped. We were in it. We were inside of it. And that's what I saw. So, you know, we always think of a rainbow as an arch. But this was the first time in my entire life that I had ever seen a flat one that we could drive through. So we were in the midst of the mist, because it's created by water droplets, obviously. Everybody knows that, I pray. But I had never seen it stacked in colors, and the colors were so delicate is the best word I can say. Delicate colors. Very, very light in, because the sun was shining, obviously. But, you know, and of course that made me cry some more, so obviously. A big help that was. But that took care of the emotions. Just hold hands with your neighbor, please. Would you repeat after me? Lord Jesus, I receive your love. I receive the new heart that you have provided for us. I receive the new joy to take me through the days ahead. I thank you for the baptism of fire that changes me, dramatically overwhelms me, so that I can become the fullness of Christ in the earth, touching the earth, hugging the earth with your promises. In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. Let this touch also those who are listening to this message, and let them be transformed, I pray. And we thank the kids for being obedient. Amen.